Shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Nothing Edition, Straight No Chaser. I am your host, V, the preacher. It's good to be with you. If this is your first time tuning in and you're not familiar with what type of show this show is designed with nothing but unadulterated, unscripted truth in mind. That will definitely piss you off because we realize that people don't like the truth, because when you give out the truth, you don't know what you're going to get in return, because you're altering someone's existence and reality, because they're living in a facade, an illusion, a fantasy world, and they don't want you messing with it. Truth is a push. Truth is a slap. Truth comes across initially to the one living in denial as hatred, you're mean, you're angry, you're insensitive, you're evil, because we refuse here at Straight No Chaser to patronize you, to compliment you, to encourage you to continue in a futile existence and a futile world. Nah, this show is organic, and like I said, it's unscripted. We're glad you've tuned in, because we desire, as we do here at the Social Change Action Network, to give you different perspectives and to empower you and to give you information and to change you socially and to bring you into a place where you understand exactly what you're living in, what you're dealing with, and to give you hopefully some courage to deal with the racism that you have to contend with, the social ills, the injustices, the way our societies, our ghettos are played, all of the confusion that you hear over the television news stations that causes the cognizant dissonance within your life, the oppression, the depression, and the inability to cope because you can't make sense of it. Well, we want you to make sense of it. But truth is very heavy and weighty. Scripture tells us that too. Most people don't want to carry it. Knowledge is very weighty, because when you know, you have to do something, because to whom much is given, much is required. And most people don't want the responsibility, which is why they are quick to turn this off. Because if our people would just take a minute to realize that if ignorance is bliss, they're living in heaven. And you know that's the truth. So anyway, all of the views that you hear at SCAN don't represent the total views of what we try and do, but we definitely try to bring you the information as it comes, and we've got some interesting clips tonight that we want to play for you, some things we want to talk about. We're willing to take your phone calls if you have any questions or anything you'd like to add in or chime in. We know it's a late night show. It's 10 o'clock here on the West Coast. Some of you might be listening overseas on the East Coast. We want to say Fawada and thank you for having tuned in, listened in the archives and supporting us. We do our best to be consistent with the shows, but we know that after we get off the airwaves and we desire, after we get off the airwaves, we don't just desire brothers and sisters to be ideologues, but at the end of the day, we've got to put into action those things we represent, we believe in, and we speak of. So sometimes life and responsibilities with the information that we have can get in the way of us doing something consistently, because it's laziness to me to just sit back behind a radio station or a computer and think that you're fulfilling your life's purpose. Nah, that's not why you have two hands and two feet. So we like to put our hands to the plow, as the old people used to say. So brothers and sisters, we've got some interesting topics tonight that I want to discuss, some clips we like to play. Of course, we get into some music that we like to listen to that coincides with our message, but you know how it is. Like I said, this is Straight No Chaser, and we give it to you straight as we roll, and fear is not the order of the day. Believe it or not, there's enough information and dossiers out there already on everybody, and you are a hated people. Now, for those of you who may not fit into the fold as being the brothers and sisters and the fam, let me say something to you. Welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. You can protest and march and do all you want and plead and cry for the Constitution and the American dream and your guns, but prophecies being fulfilled all around us. Our earth, our world is transitioning, and the whole entire creation is moaning and groaning. I just saw today where there were a bunch of dolphins trying to escape and move to somewhere that nobody knows of, but we know that dolphins are super intelligent creatures with souls and the ability to communicate by sonar. It's been said that they have the ability to communicate with angels. 7 miles long 5 miles wide school of dolphins trying to escape a certain region. We don't even pay attention to these things that are in the atmosphere and nature everywhere, the things that are taking place. But it's time that we start to pay attention to our souls, spirits, what the Most High is saying. So once again, to my brothers and sisters, welcome to Straight No Chaser, and to the rest of you, welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. Tonight, I have a few topics I want to discuss and talk about. But that guest calling number is 213-769-0910. If you desire to have something to say, just press 1 on your dial tone. I'll know that you want to speak. We'll try and interview you off the air, see who you are. And then once you come out the queue, you press 1 again. For those of you, if this is your first time calling into Blog Talk. Also, we'll be playing some clips this evening to kind of solidify and confirm the information we want to bring forth, because not only is this Straight No Chaser, but this particular series of shows, we've decided to go into more shows that deal with consciousness. And we kind of broke that down with some other shows. You'll have to go back in the archives and listen to them to get some of the information. We've been talking about the all-out assault against our people, our community, and especially within this generation, where it seems that everybody's losing hope and faith. And we've got to maintain a level of faith and not in just one particular person on this earth, but in the Messiah, in the scriptures, and what our people and our forefathers and our ancestors tried to keep instilled in us, that society and these Gentiles have tried to beat out of us, us in the hood, us in the ghettos, us underprivileged, us deprived, the minorities, the indigenous. The meek shall inherit the earth. But we have a problem, which is why tonight I want to start off with the initial topic. One of the topics I want to talk about is mind control, something that most people think is an illusion and they think it doesn't exist. A lot of the things that we're seeing in the news with mass murderers, people just snapping and going off and killing sprees at jobs on the streets, someone just spontaneously going into, just their whole personality altering and transforming. The drop of a hat, drop of a dime. These are some of the things that we want to talk about tonight. Like, what the hell is really going on in life and with our people and in society? We want to talk about this. If you are familiar with mind control, a lot of people want to put this on Mr. Christopher Dorner, and I'm not going to go back into that because we kind of talked about that last week. His family knew he wasn't under mind control initially, and he was trying to clear up his name. And I don't want to go back into it, but it's been said that he's probably not even responsible for shooting those three people. We'll never know the truth, but we know one thing is that dead men tell no truth. They get tales. They tell no truth. And this was one man they did not want bringing forth some of the information he had about the L.A. Police Department. Dorner was the type of man who, even when he found some money, $8,000, he didn't keep it to himself. He donated it to a church. I'm not going to say that's a good thing, but at least he thought he was doing good at the time, and he was doing something that most Los Angeles police officers would not have done. We're living in a society where they will still burn a black man down to the ground, but you'll never hear of a white man being burnt down to the ground, where they'll still hang a black man from a tree. Strange fruit hanging from the willow trees, as prophesied in scriptures. When's the last time you heard of a white man being burned alive? He was trying to clear his name because he knew that they were going to go all out and do something like this to him. But I'm just talking about this a little bit to lead into CIA mind control and MK Ultra. Some of you may be familiar with it. The administrators of the mind control experimentation program have the ability not only to read your mind, but now they're starting to implement thoughts into people's heads. They have the technology, and this is why things are happening in our atmosphere, such as Morgellons disease, which is causing these silken metallic fibers to be inside of people to make them more receptors, radio, to be able to pick up on certain frequencies. This is why we have metals in the air through the chemtrails that we're breathing in. And this is why people are being implanted with chips unbeknownst to them, to where now they can actually send subconscious, conscious, suggestive thoughts through your cell phone, something you keep with you at all times, through radio frequencies in the air. And we saw things like this in movies back in the day in the 80s, and Manchurian Candidate, and the other one where the guy was saying they can see. We have one that can see. I can't recall the name of that particular movie. But this has been in the making. This is intentional, and this is by design. And now they've gotten to a point where a lot of this has been perfected. Every human being now in the world is a human guinea pig. Even with the meteor, there's so much that happened with the fallen meteor in Russia that we don't even know, that we're living in a dangerous world right now where we're not important. We're just sheeple. And anything can happen, but the Most High said that lest there be a shortness of days, no flesh will be saved. You have government-sponsored mind control programming, and you have the abuse of advanced covert technologies. You have COINTELPRO. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. That's a pretty serious topic within itself. And it's to the point where they don't care. It's out there, and they figure everyone will consider it a conspiracy theory and not conspiracy theorists talking about it and not agenda analysts that are telling the truth. Because one of the biggest brainwashers and programmers, as we're going to talk about tonight and you'll hear in the clip, is the television set that everybody has in their living room that they worship. They sit it in the living room and put couches all around it, eat foods that alter them through genetic manipulation because they're taking in chemicals, and they're more open to suggestion from that one-eyed demon that's in the home that's programming it. A lot of us don't have the ability to look at the programming discerningly and understand what's taking place. And now we're watching satanic rituals during sporting programs being performed, and we're actually participating in the rituals by being spectators and cheering it on and thinking that we're innocently watching our favorite performer when they're actually manifesting demons right before you, and they're looking at you and actually having the ability through frequencies, high power televisions, new technologies, smart boxes, smart televisions to actually come into your home and come through. I know this sounds far out to you, but the reason it does is because you've been programmed to think that anybody who has this type of information and talks like this is talking far out. They've told you it's science fiction and it's reality. You can look up things such as the U.S. Government Bioethics Committee in 2011. Lawyers, doctors, and political candidates, etc., speak out against this stuff. You have non-consensual human experimentation, and you have the abuse of advanced covert technologies, which was given to them by fallen angels, fallen entities, which a lot of people don't know come through these so-called meteors and meteor showers and comets, which is nowhere be spoken of. This began back in the 1950s with mind control. And I want you to have questions and doubt it, because then you won't begin to look for any type of answers. So it's important for you to begin to do the research, because as we said, our people are destroyed. for lack of knowledge. Now, I'm going to go into a clip, but I want you to understand how real this is with COINTELPRO and this mind controller. We're starting tonight with mind control and MK Ultra. This is something that's being used by the police department. Remote electronic harassment, which is why a lot of people are losing their minds, because you have spirits, demon spirits, that operate on frequencies that now they can send into people's heads and minds because they're more susceptible to be open to it through bad nutrition, through distraction, through lusts that are in the earth, and just through an inability to cope and control themselves from the vaccinations they've received. And now they're open to depression, oppression, suppression. They don't have money. They don't have jobs. They can't support their families. And the whole earth around them is moving fast. And the news is constantly playing with their emotions. They don't know how to feel. The sheeple, the people. Those who are not protected and don't have the sight to see and don't know the Most High. Brothers and sisters, there's a method to the madness, and there's a reason why we've been wowed now. Because Israel is the target, and you are Israel. The use of covert electronic weaponry is being conducted and targeted on unknowing and unwilling U.S. citizens. People are hearing voices in their heads and don't know where it's coming from. And you dismiss them quickly and say, they're crazy. She's crazy. He's crazy. Now we're going to have to begin to learn how not to be so dismissive. I'm talking about the technology that exists, but I know there's a demonic aspect to it. And we talk more about this when we get into the Shabbat Sabbath and other brothers come on, and I talk about it myself because, you know, I what I stand on, my foundation is the law, the Torah and the Tanakh and the Most High, Ahayah BaHashem Yeshayah himself. And I am here to bring you into that knowledge and that light and truth through the grace and mercy of the Most High, all praises to him. Right here and now today, the government is using this form of torture, psychological torture, and this goes way back, all types of mind control experiments. And it's time we wake up to it. You're thinking technology is increasing for your benefit to enhance your lifestyle, but it's exposing you, your psyche, and your mind to things that you can't even handle. Speaking of you can't handle the truth, you do not even know what you're warring against. And there's a synergistic forefront of this war. It has many fronts. I just covered them. But they all come together to destroy you. When we talk about microchipping, GMO foods, vaccinations, chemtrails, metals, technology, cell phone, radiation, TSA, going through airports, ripping up your DNA, and all these things are changing people's DNA. Terahertz, radio microwave food, mind control, social engineering, programming, brainwashing, hypnotizing. All of this is playing a part, not to mention fear. Now, all of this can be documented, and we live in a time where information is too vast for you not to understand what's taking place around you. I want to go ahead and move into a clip, and I want you to pay close attention. This is a man by the name of Stephen Jacobson, who's a mind control neurolinguist, who's into mind control neurolinguistic programming. I want you to hear what he's saying about this mind control and how it works with the television, and then we'll talk about it.
The major problem is that we are living in a virtual reality. We're living in a totally controlled environment, an environment that has been created by mass media. Now, many people, especially young people, accept unquestioningly the reality. worldwide television networks and the music industry, the various companies, they have programming departments. The programming that we...
Notice it's programming. You think it's just television programming, but its intent is to program you. So the entertainment value has an idea of what it's trying to do because it's presenting a false reality to our people to make them think that that world really exists, and it doesn't, which is why everyone's in the Matrix. The television, entertainment, music, movies, everything. Let me go back.
Constantly assaulted by throughout our lives, conditions us, it programs us to a particular worldview. Now, we may consider it normal because we were born into this system of lies and deception. In fact, deception has become part of the social framework of society. And because we were born into the situation and our parents were born into it and have suffered from it, we don't know any better. And so we don't necessarily see things as they are. We see things as we are. Now, there are two primary means by which people are manipulated and controlled. One is very simple, very basic, and that is simply the control of information. And the control of, if we don't have all of the facts on any particular topic, then our judgment is going to be no better than the quality of our information. And in spite of the fact that we have an information overload through all the information that's available on the internet and other sources, we have the presence of mind to be able to evaluate the information that we have available.
Key point. Our judgment is no better than the quality of the information. So if the information is limited and controlled, which we spoke about how 97% of the media, news, television, entertainment is controlled by Zionist Jews, and they have a thing called trending where they decide what they want you to know so they can trend us all in a direction. If you do not have the ability to discern, this limited information hold you back. Now, I don't want to distract from the clip, but I just wanted to bring that out. And then we'll talk more at the end.
And it's a matter of having to dig through and determine what's true, what are the lies, what are the half-truths, under that one basic heading, information control, where there has been a long-held consolidation of ownership of the different medias, press, publishing, film, music, television, consolidated ownership into the hands of very few individuals and the multinational corporations. Today, there are a half a dozen multinational corporations that are controlling the information and entertainment choices that people have. Working as an editor, it was easy to see how simple it is to change the meaning of an event or change the meaning of what someone says through editing. And so I was very well aware of how plastic and moldable media reality was. But I didn't fully appreciate the extent to which we are all manipulated and controlled by media, including those people who work in it. Using television as the prime example of how mental programming and mind control works, television is the most powerful weapon of psychological warfare in history. And yet, television, for many people,
right here. from an invention to distort the search. Propaganda and lies is a plague in our lives. How much more victimized before we realize? Confusion to destroy their souls, for they practice what you preach, so they're always in your reach. I think slavery in these days, it's mind control. They make it attractive to get men distracted, corrupting you, polluting you, destroying your soul.
Here for you to see, brothers and sisters, but are you willing to see it? Swallow the whole roll and come up out of Babylon, because Babylon is falling. And that's for real. Brother Marley couldn't have said it no better. This is V the Preacher. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser. I am your host, and we are talking about mind control. And I don't know if you've heard that clip, but that is from a man who's a whistleblower, they'd call, by the name of Stephen Jacobson. And the last thing you might have heard him say, which I find very interesting, we already know that the media is controlled by the Zionists, the elite, the Illuminati, but he went as far as to say that the media, television, movies, entertainment, has become the fourth branch of government, if you ask him. Let's reiterate some of the points that he brought out. He said that it's designed to control information, and through editing, they make sure that the information you receive in every aspect of the superstars of song, movies, television, news, is controlled and censored. I pretty much loathe a television reporter because I know they're nothing but talking heads. that are putting a spin on things. But when I know that most of the talking heads have even been brainwashed to the point that they don't even know that they're a part of the system. I've talked to a few of them, made it clear to them that they should know who they're talking to before they say that that's not true. Wake up, brothers and sisters. And to my brothers and sisters that are waking up and realizing who you are as a people, all praises to the Most High. Mad love for you because you made a choice to accept truth and come out of the status quo. You refused to be hypnotized, but many are called, few are chosen. This cat was also saying that television is one of the most powerful tools for the psychological warfare front. And that could not have been said in any way even better. Television is in every home. And if you've noticed that the technology has gotten so advanced that you feel that these people are in your homes because it's almost in 3D without the 3D. Not only have they brought 3D into your home, but the clarity, you can see the pupils of these people's eyes. Also, they made a mistake because we're seeing people actually morphing on television, and we're seeing manifestations of demons and other entities inside these people, and they're not able to catch it. But nevertheless, this television has become so technologically advanced that they're able to better program you, hypnotize you, and brainwash you with surround sound, subwoofers, and the aspect of the television that you can't see that he spoke of, which is the flickering. It happens so fast, but it induces hypnotism. There is a flickering that you can't see. Now, if you use your cell phone and take a picture, a video of your television, and play it back, you'll see the flickering there. It's amazing what cameras pick up. Sometimes cameras pick up orbs, flying orbs and spirits. Yeah, people need to know that these spirits are real. Angels are real. Manifestations are in your home. If you're not protected, you're not ready to deal with this world, this life. But you're so programmed that you believe that this is frickin' Disneyland when you are surrounded by technology, frequencies going throughout you, the information is flying in your head. Suggestions are being flown through your head through technology, and most of all, there are demons and angels flying all around that you cannot see with the naked eye. Nevertheless, let's go back to the video camera with the television. The flickering is what induces the hypnotism, which causes you to go into a trance. And at that moment, this is what he said, when you're in that trance is when you're most open to suggestive thoughts. To purchase things you don't need, you don't want, or to think that you have to have it. Now, let me go a little bit deeper. While the television is flickering, you're also distracted with the music, and you're also distracted with reality television because there's plenty of nakedness now. So you're being pulled in because you see a pair of breasts, or for you ladies, some abs, or pecs, whatever your thing is. But you're distracted. But while you're distracted, there's subliminal information being thrown out at you to program you to think a certain way, that the world is like this, that you need this, you must be this to be accepted, you're nothing. And now there are things that are coming into your subconscious, your psyche, and your spirit that you can't even see that's being said to you and telling you who you are, until they can create a uniformity amongst the people that watch the same programs. This is why they have Nielsen ratings. They want to know how many people were effectively programmed at the same time by watching the same show. When they tell you, oh, we had our highest rating ever this Super Bowl. Oh, this show, American Idol, whatever, was rated, 9 million people watched it at one time. What does that mean? We effectively got across our subliminal message to 9 million people. Let's monitor the effectiveness of what we just did. This is why I'm saying you have no knowledge. I know you got people preaching to you, telling you this, telling you that, but here's straight no chaser. We need to talk to you about what's really going on so that we can help you come out of Babylon and come out from amongst her, my people, because you're fighting a war that you can't even handle. You don't even realize what you're putting in your mouth is killing you, causing cancer, and opening up your spirit to all these things. You're fighting a war you're incapable of fighting because you don't know it exists and you don't want to believe it exists. It's mind control. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is why Gentiles have to be born again and why Israelites have to repent and come back to the covenant and the Torah. Because once you start following the laws, you become Kodesh, you become set apart, you become different. Yeah, go back in the archives to the Israelite way of life where I talked about holiness. You dig? You understand what I'm saying? They are unifying the sheeple. And we can't even unify as a people, but we know the Most High is going to have to come back and unify Israel. It's up to him. You know, and I'm going to say this to you, Hebrew Israelites and my brothers out there that's trying to unify everybody and talking about unity. You're not going to be able to do it because it's not going to happen until he comes back. What your job is to do what the scripture said, which is follow peace with all men and holiness without no man shall see Ahiah, the Most High. So we follow peace, but we're not going to all come into the complete unity of saying the same name and doing the right, all that, until that time comes when he gives us a new language, puts us on one accord where he exposes this, because a lot of our own people are being intercepted. And we're going to get into that when we go into COINTELPRO. We're going to tell you how we're being infiltrated. We have many that are called, but few are chosen. And we got a lot that have been programmed to infiltrate and to incite madness amongst our people. Man, if you're not in this thing for real, you ain't got the Ruach flowing through you. You don't know what time it is and what's going on, which is why you wilding out and you a part of the madness. If you on that frequency where you're promoting this kingdom, this world, and you're seeking fame and success in this world from your God, which is Satan, you ain't on the right team. You playing on the wrong team. Even the Most High that I know said, either be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out. There's no wavering. One day you here, one way you there. Is there grace for mistakes? Yeah, there's grace for mistakes, but what you do is you get up and keep going in the right direction. So anyway, I had to go there for a minute. I'm going to tell you, you can't be saying you're a part of this and then playing on the other team, because you're the one that's the main one that is a candidate for mind control, MK Ultra. You just might snap and kill everybody because you don't know what's real. You probably still stuck in the matrix, but you like the message because you want to be down. And I see it all day on Facebook. You got your raps on and you got sisters talking about the end of truth and everything is out, breast cleavage. You living like this. You still smoking weed. You don't believe in the Messiah, brother. You ain't down with it, but you just want to be down with this message. Some of y'all just on a whole nother consciousness tip where you talking about power to the people, but you against the people. There are people that have been put in place to set up different things to keep us fighting each other and going against each other, where we won't have the unity we need until we come to what's been given to us. And you don't know what's been given to you because you're under mind control. You've been programmed. You have no clue of what's going on around us. Why? You caught up, man. You are caught up in the matrix. You are caught up.
Yeah! Yes, Malayana. Youngest Malayana. What permits suicide, car? You've been denied of your 9 to 5, year. And you're over 10 and watch CNN and believe everything, year. And you're 35 and you still survive Eagle Punk on a side, year. And you're 55 and don't have a child, be a giant, your pride, year. In Africa, she love how you tweet and your condom deplete her. And just a baby, please, and you weak in the knees and kick off and release her. Then you hear from the street, says you're full of disease and you start to sneeze her. And months and for weeks, all food do not eat and your weight start to decrease her. So don't be in too deep, for you we incomplete when you drop in the street.
Jesus feeds us when you are preacher. And you wanna bleach and you drop asleep and machine a beacher. You exalt and the hype like you think that they might have no live gangster life here. And I run after beacon, your thing go breach and bad man go seek her. Telepower and police find you with your peace and you start to feel her. And you get released, man, a circle your neat and you think it's no real year. Then two things you see, you go decide to sneak some coke in your feet, it's in. And go overseas and same time you reach the step out your feet. In too deep, so don't be in too deep. For you be incomplete when you drop in the street. Like you're someone else, sir. When you just start to grow, but you think you are broke, are you seating a show, yeah? Think you know everything and worship the bling and deny the king, yeah? Mesmerized by the beat, CD and repeat, memorizing my feature. In too deep, so don't be in too deep. For you be incomplete when you drop in the street. You're way drop in too deep, and don't be in too deep. Your poop are incomplete when you drop in the street. Suicide car, you've been denied of your 9 to 5, yeah. And you're over 10 and watch CNN and believe everything, yeah. And you're 35 and you still survive, I go pan corner side, yeah. And you're 55 and don't have a child, be a giant, your pride, yeah. And you're riding a freak and she love how you tweet and your condom deplete, yeah. And she said, baby, please, and you're weak in the knees and kick off and release, yeah. Then you hear from the streets as you pull up disease and you start to sneeze, yeah. We start food you not eat and you will start the creature. In too deep, so don't be in too deep. For you way incomplete when you're dropping the street. You're way dropping too deep. And don't be in too deep. For you way incomplete when you're dropping the street. You're way dropping. And you are against the beast and when things just freeze us when you are freezer. And a bleach and you drop asleep and gunshot a beacher. You exalt and the hype like you fling down the might and no live gangsta life, yeah. And I run out your beacon, your thing go breach and bad man go seat, yeah. Then if I want police, find you with your peace and you start to feel, yeah. Then you get released, man, a circle your neat and your drink it no real, yeah. And two things to see, you go decide to sneak some coke in your free kit. And go overseas and step time you reach back, sniff out your PCs. So don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete when you're dropping the street. You're way dropping too deep, and don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete when you're dropping the street. You're way dropping too deep.
Yeah!
In too deep.
Yes, Malayan!
Incomplete.
How you mean?
In the street. In too deep. In too deep.
Welcome back, Straight No Chaser. Did you catch my subliminal message? Yeah, it's time to fight. This is Straight No Chaser. I'm your host, Savita the Preacher, and we are talking about mind control. And we're talking about, well, let me ask you this. If you heard a description of yourself in that last song, you're in too deep, and you're probably being controlled because you don't even realize that you're so stuck, you can't even get out. You know how to do right and can't even do it because you do not have the testicular fortitude or the wherewithal to do it on your own. You can't do it by yourself. You're going to have to surrender to the Most High. But check this out. Let me bring it home for you. You are living in a system that has been designed to destroy you and kill you. And until you come into the knowledge of it, it will destroy you and kill you. You are dancing to some other music and a whole nother beat. So you're not aware of the instructions that you've been given through mind control. And so therefore you respond to it subconsciously, and 90% of all communication is nonverbal. That's 90% of all communication is nonverbal. It's not going to be screamed at or just told in your face, which is why another thing I want to say is that we who are trying to get a message across do better living the message as opposed to talking about it. It's got to be saw, demonstrated, and seen. But back to you who do not understand that the 10% that is told to you, you pretty much ignore. But the 90% that's not communicated verbally is controlling you, because subconsciously you're being programmed through mind control and don't even know it. And now that this technique and technology and information war has elevated itself, graduated to a level where it's, I'd say, much more highly effective, because we grasp onto the newest technology like we have to have it. You'll forego all of your responsibilities to have the newest technology because you've been programmed to do so, so that you can say you are a part of something. And the technology at its best is duplicitous in its performance and what it's supposed to do. It's serving a double, it has double duty. They sell you the advantages, but this damn cell phone can turn on the camera and look at you, turn on the microphone and hear you. And that's why they disconnected access to the battery, so you can't turn this phone off. It can record everything. It's controlled by your CIA and FBI. Google, Facebook, YouTube all work in contingent together so that they can collect information on you and have a dossier on you. This is why I can't stand a coward Negro who doesn't know your A is already grasped. They got you. They know who you are. Matter of fact, when they took your blood in the hospital, they ran tests on it to know that you're one of the true children of Israel. Because, man, don't believe this DNA lie. You're unable to protect yourself when you're in the suspended thought of animation, and you're in that suspended thought of animation when you're sitting in front of that television, drinking whatever you're drinking, smoking your GMO weed, getting high and toe up, watching your favorite movie. Every suggestive thought they can think of to give you. Now, for you, those of you who are awake, you've seen the Illuminati demonic symbols in the movies. You've seen the even the commercial advertising of clothes, drinks, and food. You've seen the lust, and some of you didn't even see the lust, like with the cartoons, the Disney cartoons that have the phallic symbols and sexual positions in them, and cologne commercials that you can't even actually see it, but if it slows down, you'll see someone having sex with someone, and you don't even know why you're sitting up there horny as hell. And this is why, if you was really about making a change in society or helping somebody, you can't get caught up into doing what the rest of these Gentiles are doing and getting, let me just straight up say it, programmed and hypnotized by the media and this one-eyed demon that has you caught up in the matrix where you're living a duplicitous life and you're caught up in the struggle. This is why you struggle so much. And this is why we got to keep exhorting and encouraging one another, because you ain't really came up out of Babylon, because you can't even pick up a book, which is why they said you want to hide something from these Negroes. We don't want to know nothing. Put it in a book. Man, all that stuff, the coffee you drinking with the symbol of Dagon on the front of it, and controlled by Starbucks, you think that's coffee you drinking? Tearing up your insides, got you speeding like you just drank crack, and you got to have it every day, and you'll pay $5 a cup? Are you serious? You are living in the biggest illusion ever created, and I'm not talking science fiction. I'm talking about mind control, so that you will never wake up to who you really are and what's going on. This whole world is inundated with lust and thinking sex is the end all. This whole world, all of our kids want to be some frickin' rap stars or athletes, and those are all their prize stallions controlled by the Zionist people that own those teams. How are you thinking about Jerry Buss? You gonna give a TV show in honor to him when he was the biggest pimp? Come on, man. I'm not having it. Let me move on. I'm getting a little passionate about this right now. I'm not moving on. I'm segueing to something else that you're probably not too familiar with. Some of you have probably heard the topic COINTELPRO. A lot of people ask me, what is COINTELPRO? Come on, man. It's just like mind control. And the sad thing is that they want to sit up here and tell you that it came to a stop. COINTELPRO is counterintelligence program. It's an acronym for the counterintelligence program that came from, G. Edgar Hoover, or was it Herbert Hoover? I'll get to it in a second. Nevertheless, it was a series of covert and at times illegal projects conducted by the United States FBI aimed at surveying and infiltrating and discrediting and disrupting domestic political organizations. In other words, trying to keep you Negroes from rising up and creating the Black Panthers. Stuff is still going on today. The FBI has used covert operations against domestic political groups since its inception. However, covert operations under the official COINTELPRO label took place between 1956 and 71. They want to tell you it stopped in 71, and what they've done is perfected it and have gone deeper into silence so that you don't know it's still going on. They're still using it in the hood to bring two black drug lords against each other and have them shoot up each other and kill each other so they can make sure we take each other out to create a drug war and a turf war within the area to put families against each other and to keep bloodshed on the streets, on the sidewalks, in small towns like where I'm at in Oakland and Richmond. It never comes to a stop because of this counterintelligence program. Keep them sleep and killing each other. Now, originally they included, they used to target like, what, Martin Luther King, Civil Rights Movement, Southern Christian Leadership Organization. I just want to give you a quick overview of what it really is, but I can't stand the lie about the fact that it doesn't exist. Now, that's a lie. They used it on the brother Malcolm X. When the brother jumped up in the back of his speech and said, "Get your hands out my pocket," and then they shot him and killed him. It's also used to silence, right now in this era, any black leader that might be around. Now, this is the key point I want you to hear. And then we're going to listen to some of this clip. The reason Hoover brought this program into existence is because he wanted to stop the rise of a potential black messiah that would galvanize us all as a community and make us rise up. And I'm starting to find out that back in the 1800s, we rose up. We burnt down D.C. In the 1800s, they wanted to send us all back to Africa, but we didn't want to go. But we were strong in numbers and financially. Maybe the Most High didn't see fit for that to happen. Nevertheless, you need to ask yourself this. What did Hoover know that made him initiate a program like this in an effort to prevent a black messiah from rising? This brings up an interesting question, especially those of you who don't believe that Christ, as Romans the first chapter talks about, was born of the seed of David, seed meaning sperm. You caught up in Luke and thinking mysteriously some spirit jumped on, you know, Mary, and she just came about. You don't understand who you are, black man, and the seed that's inside of you, and that you are a direct descendant of the Most High and the ability that lies in you that they don't want you to tap into, which is why every time a charismatic black leader, someone with an idea, rises up and begins to galvanize our people, they're taken out of here. Why? Because these people have our records, our Hebrew history book that they told you was the Bible and split it up and called Old Testament, New Testament, and changed the words and took thousands of words out to make themselves the Messiah. Well, what it is that when they originally found these scrolls, what you need to know is that in the Qumran caves and these different areas, these areas were cordoned off by the FBI and CIA for months while they went through the records. This was top secret until they could get their hands on it, examine it, and then change it for mass consumption. So in other words, there's information that's out there that they know. They know more of who you are and what you're capable of than you know. And to make sure you don't know, they go back to what I was talking about, which is mind control. Keep you asleep, keep you numb, keep you party, keep you wilding out. Let you think you know, because I know too many of y'all that sit up here and say, yeah, I know about that. But when you know and you change, because to know is to change. And change ain't change until you change, and you ain't changed. Sorry, I'm getting passionate about that, too, as well, because we don't understand the counterintelligence program is at work in the ghetto, in the community, even in your home, even amongst your families. Because they don't want a Messiah to rise up. They don't want anybody to get an idea. This is why your child is vaccinated and has autism and is dumbed down in the schools. And your lazy butt won't even teach him how to read at home. You want to blame the teacher. I don't care if the teacher won't teach him how to read or talking about him. When he get home, turn the TV off and teach little man how to read, how to write, how to fight back, and how to be a soldier. I got a post on Facebook that said, we raised enough thugs and niggas, now let's raise some black kings. The main goal of COINTELPRO is to prevent the coalition of militant black nationalist groups, to prevent the rise of a Messiah who could unify and electrify the militant black nationalist movement, to prevent militant black nationalist groups and leaders from gaining respectability by discrediting them, just like they did your man Jesse Jackson Jr. Right now they want to take down anybody that has a prominent position, talking about he spent campaign money. A final goal should be to prevent long-range militant black nationalism. YouTube video that we're going to get into in a second, so we'll be right back after this small break.
Murder them slow, rock them up and send to God me from the bush bungalow. I know I watch it make a clear road. My voice now make a row. Emerge from the darkness with me big blood to row. Me hammer them a slam and spectator yet now. Some boy could have lived like Mamba nigga now. Bust off trigger finger, trigger hand and trigger now. My two gun me up, me bust them in a stereo. Cause I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion.
Yeah, I needed that break right there, because this actually gets me worked up when I see the truth and for what it really is. And my people, tonight we talk about CIA mind control, and we talk about COINTELPRO. We talked for a minute about exactly what COINTELPRO is, for those of you who don't know. We just talked about its intent, which was to silence militancy. Militant groups and political uprisings amongst our people. They tried to say it was communism, but it had to do with our people. Hoover instituted this because he had a fear of a black messiah, and we actually broke down what should be common sense, is that he had this knowledge and instilled this program, which was supposed to be top secret. And how come we can't do the homework and analyze the agenda and realize what they see we are capable of, that we have the potential to tap into at any given time, that they want to destroy? Counter intelligence program is exactly what it's known as and what it is. And tonight we are here to bring you the information on the fact that in this mind control game, you're fighting a war that's much bigger than you because you've been programmed and socially engineered to buy into it. Every time you go get a smart TV, smart cable box, 70-inch screen, catch the latest movie, eat the sickest foods, get your vaccination, you're opening up your mind to suggestive thought process and programming, getting the most intelligent smartphone you can get your hands on. You are becoming a walking radio receiver open to suggestive thoughts that are demonic, that travel on frequencies, and you have no idea that you're being harassed or targeted. It's also called MKUltra, which is why people are snapping, oppressed and depressed, and hearing voices while you dismiss them and write them off as being crazy. They don't even have the spiritual fortitude to ward off this type of warfare and manipulation, which comes simply through what you call, I'm just going to take a break for a while and watch another television program. When there's all types of things coming at you through the sound, commercials, the flickering that you can't even see with the naked eye. This is what we talked about, and we want you to be mindful about, because they figure now the media is doing their work for them. If they can get 9 million people to watch one program at one time, they can collectively unify the sheeple into one mind process. So if you don't have a discerning eye because you have knowledge and truth, and the Most High with you, you're not aware, are able to discern what's coming into your home through the television, into your children, into your kids, dumbing us down, or dumbing you down, or dumbing your kids down, or causing them to be caught up into a lifestyle of recklessness, partying, wilding out, as we say, or homosexuality. It's all suggestive. And then they're made to believe that I was born that way. It's called behavior programming. It's programming violent, murderous crimes. It's impulsive thinking manipulation to make a person think something other than what they would normally be thinking. Go here, go there, underminingly. All of this is in the atmosphere as you drive. This is documented. You can find this posted in the U.S. Congressional Record number 262E, volume 118 of February 24th, 1974. We need a program for political control of our society. The purpose is physical control of the mind. Everyone who deviates from the given norm, the individual may think that the most important reality is his own existence, but this is only his personal point of view. This lacks historical perspective. Man does not have the right to develop his own mind. This kind of liberal orientation has great appeal. We must electrically control the brain. Someday armies and generals will be controlled by electronic stimulation of the brain. That was 74. Where do you think we are now in 2013? You'll find that from Dr. Jose Delgado, a publicly funded pioneer of technology of electrical stimulation of the brain. This was 74. Now you got your big LCD, flat screen TV, talking heads, cognitive dissonance from the news that programs your emotions. You've been told, go get a gun, sell your gun. The world is wilding out, man. I don't want to get too emotional. I have to play another song. I should say passionate. I have to play another song again. When you talk about COINTELPRO, let's go back to it. COINTELPRO also has gang stockings. See, how it still exists today, and they told you it ended in 71, Hoover's program, is that they have covert psychological operations targeting a victim. They have stalkings by multiple individuals. Anybody tells you somebody's following them, first thing you're going to say is you tripping, you crazy. They have discrediting campaigns based on lies. Jesse Jackson Jr. Discredit him. And anybody else that's rising that's charismatic amongst black people that aren't a part of the status quo, aren't a sellout, like Jesse Jackson Sr., Al Sharpton, Reverend my butt, I'm not using it, and even your mainstream leading Christian pastors, all sold out to the gods of this world. They have neighborhood noise campaigns to throw people off. This is all a part of COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program, workplace mobbing, gaslighting to make the victims appear to be mentally ill. That's called gaslighting. So no one will ever believe anything they say, and they've come into the knowledge of something, but you'll say, oh, they lost their mind a long time ago. And after a while, they believe they're crazy too, and those are the ones you see on the street talking to themselves. Because after they've been made to believe they're crazy, they're given pharmakia, pharmaceutical medicine, drugs, Xanax, depressants, that open them up to other demonic possession and causes their mind to dissipate, or their thought process, or the ability to discern what's right from wrong and to realize what's what world they're living in. They lose that ability by taking this medication. COINTELPRO stalking, also known as gang stalking or cause stalking, is the use of psychological warfare operations to attack the integrity and self-esteem of a victim. I'm trying to help you. All you that's trying to be super spiritual, super Hebrew, super whatever, you don't even know what you're dealing against as we wrestle in this warfare. Even you want to be ignorant, tell me, well, we just wrestle against this. I want you to know how it's getting down so you can deal with it, because some of y'all are in spiritual warfare, but you quick to turn that TV on, eat this bad food, get that vaccination, take those pharmaceutical drugs, smoke that weed, go to that movie, and don't know why these things are taking over your mind and you have no strength against it, because you ain't came up out of it. You're still in Babylon. It's still got you. These are things that they told you you got to have to be normal or to be keeping up with the Johnsons. Back to it. The primary tactic employed is the use of multiple stalkers to perpetually stalk a victim, both on the road and on foot. But other tactics are used as well, including covert surveillance, discrediting campaigns via the spreading of rumors based on lies or half-truths. Neighborhood noise campaigns, workplace mobbings to harass a target. These are employed in a coordinated effort to destroy a person's life, family relationships also. I mean, you know, when you first start coming to the truth, your family thinks you're crazy. They are accessed outside of you and are programmed by television to make sure they look at you. Television has done their jobs. Make sure they look at you like you're crazy. And to deny you and be quick to turn you in when they open up the concentration camp and say, we got one over here. You could be sabotaged at your job, get to the point of bankruptcy, homelessness, no friendships, and this results in total isolation. People don't believe when I talked about technology. There's microwave hearing. There's voice-to-skull talking that they can do. There's psycho-electronic mind control, direct energy weapons where they can... the use of direct energy weapons or microwave hearing technology and electronic mind control technology is also harassment. Let me give you some of the results of being direct with direct energy weapons. Sleep deprivation, annoying tingling sensations, which is very also a part of Morgellons disease, which is a result of the chemtrails and all the metals in the air that some people are hypersensitive to. Heating effects, laser-like burns. We're seeing a lot of people breaking out with shingles now. Sharp pains that feel like electrical shocks. Heart attack-like symptoms, and even death in some cases. And this is also being known as V2S and V2K. This is what the capabilities are with HARP systems and these high degree cell phones that you have, and the laptops and everything. We're all compromised and being looked at. There is a CNI, but it's having an effect on a lot of us that we can't even begin to understand or cope with. We've been victimized by slavery for 400 plus years, and as a matter of fact, screw this Black History Month crap, because this whole world was built on the backs of slaves. The entire year is Black History. Anyway, and today we are still in slavery via mind control. They took the chains off our necks because they broke us as prophecy said they would do. But they also realized that we were going to start waking up. But for those of you who are waking up, I need you cognizant of the fact of the unseen forces that are at work against you, that are being controlled by demonic spirits, the Illuminati and the elite, to keep you enslaved with your BETs and everything else and your bling and everything you got to have. I need you to be aware, black people.
And where were you? And what did you have? What was yours? What language did you speak then? What was your name? It couldn't have been Smith or Jones or Bunch or Powell. That wasn't your name. They don't have those kind of names where you and I came from.
Where I'm going to is back to the clip on the FBI's war against black America. But there's a certain part of this clip I want you to pay attention to, and I'm going to move to it. And then I want to give you some information. I want you to go to your website. There's a special guest of mine who's out of Oakland who has a TV show, and she's been a guest on this show. Her name is Elizabeth Adams. You'll find a lot of this information on her website called America Needs to Know. Check this out right here. This is outside of her website. I'm going back to the clip, the FBI's War of Black America, COINTELPRO.
Wanted to use violence against white people. But once you have that idea,
contradictions are going to cause some antagonistic contradictions. We're prepared to deal with them, and we think the people are prepared to deal with them.
We constantly and at all times criticize and condemn racism. We always work with other organizations. We never use color as the basis of our criticism. We talk about power to the people, and that was very fundamental. That is what essentially democracy is supposed to be about. But the media wanted to portray the Black Panther Party as something that white people would be afraid of. Therefore, it's portrayed it as a all-black organization that hated white people and wanted to use violence against white people. But once you have that idea of an organization, then anything they say is bad. And anything that can be done to them is okay.
Well, you see, the media has played its traditional role. The white-owned, white-controlled media has played its traditional role back then and today. And their traditional role is to maintain the status quo. Status quo meaning white folks on top, black people on the bottom. So the media did the interpreting of what secretly.
There was an attack made and two Panthers were killed.
The FBI would get hotel stationery, type a letter saying that Connie had met with Huey and David and they were really hostile toward Eldridge and he should be very careful about how he deals with them. And it would be, the signature would be C. Then Connie would get back to Algiers and tell us about her meeting. We already had this letter. And then she'd say, but I didn't send you that letter. So then we'd say, oh, she's lying.
In one situation, the FBI used a fugitive named George Sams, and they chased him across the country. And they would raid each Panther office just as he left, but they would use his supposed presence there as an excuse.
So the government made it very crucial to their success that it looked as if these things just happened by accident. There was no connection between the plan of the FBI and the fact that so many Panthers were arrested, so many of them went to trial, so many of them marriages broke up, so many terrible things happened. However, when these things are happening to you, you know it's not an accident. You know it's not random. We knew at the time there was a conspiracy. We knew it was planned. We knew it was coordinated. We just had no idea how sophisticated the plan or how sophisticated the coordination was and or the collaboration between the various agencies. We didn't know it was called COINTELPRO that involved the Department of Defense. It involved the White House. It involved the CIA and the FBI in coordination. We didn't know all that, but we knew they were doing these things against us. They were doing them deliberately, and we knew that they were wrong.
They were able to put a cover on the movement as best as they saw fit through COINTELPRO, and the best way was to keep it quiet. Even today, don't talk about it, because it still exists.
And what happened, it just went like this. No prison, no problem. Next thing I know, I'm convicted of murder.
They knew that they had this unsolved murder. And what we were told was that if, in fact, Pratt was not convicted in the shootout trial, which, in fact, he wasn't, then they had to come up with something else. They weren't going to let him out of jail.
Like I said, I didn't have to talk much of it because that I was charged with the Tigger Blanca murder before Charles Manson was charged with. You know, because they had off the pig on the wall in blood. They charged me for that before they even suspected Charles Manson. That'll give you an idea of how often I would be picked up and detained.
At the time the tennis court murder occurred, I remember that Pratt came into the Bay Area, that he and Bobby Seale, David Hilliard, came over to the place I was staying in San Francisco. We met one evening. The next day, and the next 2 days, there were meetings at David Hilliard's house in Oakland, and he was there all the time.
No matter what he did in 1968 or 69 as a Black Panther, he was arrested and charged with a murder. He went to trial, and he didn't know the following things. Neither he nor the defense attorney knew that the FBI was communicating daily with the L.A. Police Department to try to get him arrested and convicted of some kind of offense.
The fact that the government was spying on us meant that they would watch all of us. It's not a matter of only Pratt. They were watching Bobby Seale. They were watching David Hilliard. They were watching me. They would follow us. They knew where we went. They would tap our phones so that if all of us come to one house and have meetings for 2 or 3 days, they're going to know this.
Nobody knew that the chief witness against him was also an FBI informant threatened by the FBI with a machine gun charge. He was Butler was out on parole at that time, or on probation. He was alleged to have had a machine gun. The FBI could have locked him up for 5 years if they'd wanted to. So all of the circumstances were set to create a witness against Pratt who would cooperate rather than go to jail himself.
By the time his case came to trial, the party had been divided. So you could say that as a consequence of COINTELPRO insinuations, COINTELPRO actions, COINTELPRO desires, COINTELPRO goals had been accomplished in the sense that the party was split. And Geronimo's trial, Geronimo's destruction, you might say, was a consequence of that kind of activity because he could not, other than me, get anyone to testify where he was.
I had been telling them all along, the lawyers, and speaking in open court, trying to make these assertions, and they were looking at me like I was ego-tripping. That would be the thing I would get back to, like, nigga, ego-tripping. And the FBI didn't have nothing to do, care nothing. And so I would cry. I'm in Folsom Prison in a hole. I'm in a hole here. The communication wasn't good. So I tried the best I could. I wrote different people. And, to try to expose what I knew, and I knew was the FBI involved.
Pratt didn't know that one of the witnesses had identified somebody else as the murderer a year earlier against him. That didn't come out. He didn't know that the FBI had put informants in his defense camp that were reporting back to the FBI what Pratt and his attorneys were planning and talking about. Clearly, that's a constitutional breach. The FBI, of course, says, well, none of these things really affected his trial. That was just the evidence against him. But the FBI wouldn't release these documents. It took Pratt's attorneys volunteer acting pro bono without fee from 76 until 1979 to drag out of the FBI grudgingly documents that still were heavily censored. You couldn't get certain information because they blacked it out. Finally, when all of the information that could be obtained from the FBI under the Freedom of Information Act was obtained, Pratt goes to the California court and then up to the Court of Appeal and finally to the Supreme Court. In 1980, the FBI said to the state authorities, well, we're telling you all about COINTELPRO and everything we can find, but deliberately kept from the California Attorney General and the court the information that one of their own agents thought Pratt had been framed by the FBI in 1972.
So it's a very political situation. Very political, and it should have never been really handled. The courts are not equipped to handle a case of this magnitude. It should have been handled on an international level, you know. And this is where we've been petitioning more and more and more. In fact, I was invited to speak in Geneva representing political prisoners in this country just last month. But there are difficulties with that, you know, that it should be handled on an international, broader level where people can understand, because you're like asking Jesse James to adjudicate what his brother Frank James did. It's not easy.
COINTELPRO, there you have it. That's a clip from the FBI's War on Black America, created by Hoover to prevent the rise of a black messiah. And their greatest weapon was secrecy. So they've told us that it discontinued in 71. You think we believe that? That was the 70s with the technology they had then to tap phones. Now think about it. You helped them to follow you and track you by buying the latest gadgets, the latest inventions. We'll be right back after this short break. We got a couple of callers, need to see who's out there, and we're going to bring them on right after this short music break.
Yeah, you know, send them out to Wagwan. Yo, just hold firm, you know, keep moving, hold your head up, you know. Hey, yo. Wake up in the morning, say a little thing to God. Him bless me, there's food in my cupboard. Remembering the days when time well hot, me belly hungry, and me couldn't find a regular job. Feel like me can't move, me trapped in a cage. Still searching for the words, look up on the page. Still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me better say. You have to keep moving. Stand on, stand on. Yeah, I. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I. You have to keep moving. Stand on, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I. It's just another broken heart. It's so they are the lonely ones. Yeah, when me say Emily, she could have said no sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly. Yeah. I could have watched it rightly. I hope fading quick, I'm starting a family. One day she decides she can't take it no more. She fall out, cries, go down on the floor. That's when she take the razor, telephone a ring. Somebody on the other line, a dollar there. You have to keep moving. Send on Miss Young, Miss Young. Yeah, I. Say no matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I. You have to keep moving. Send on, hold on. Yeah, I. Just another broken heart. It's true, we are the lonely one. Hey, when me say Timothy in a hard line of work, him a drive ambulance, him was with since birth, yo. Him get a call from him cell phone, say there's been an accident, a little youth drive off of the road. When him get to the scene, say it not look good. Him not stop think, but if him really done all that he could. Now the family want no walk one, and the doctor say, I'm sorry, him not make it, the son is gone. Yes, they keep moving. Stand on, stand on, hold on, stand on, stand on, yeah. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down, yeah. Have to keep moving. Stand on, hold on, be strong, yeah. I just another truth, eh. They tell you that you have to keep moving. Keep moving on.
back to Straight No Chaser. I'm your host, V the Preacher. And welcome back to the End of the Gentile Rule. Tonight we've been talking about mind control and counterintelligence program controlled by government. But nevertheless, I want to move straight into, we have some callers that have been on hold. We want to bring them in. We want to hear from you. 918-619. Why don't you tell us your name, where you're calling from, your question or comment. Welcome.
I'm calling from Oklahoma. My name is Angela. I had a question in that last clip. They were talking with someone with the last name of Hilliard. Was that from the 50s and 60s, that person?
That person was definitely from the 50s and 60s, and that was a clip. You can actually find that on YouTube or on the Malcolm X file.
It's a small world. The daughter of the Shah of Iran married an American actor by the name last name of Hilliard in California. Is that the same family?
I can't say for sure.
Well, it's a small world.
It's very.
And why were they mentioning the James family, do you think?
Well, they were dealing a lot with the Black Panther Party, and there was actually some visuals. There's some clips of the gentleman talking, so if you tune into the video, you might be able to recognize it. One of those...
My paternal grandmother's a James. That's the reason why I was asking.
Interesting.
You know, like I say, it's a small world.
Interesting, isn't it? Very small. A very small world. One of the gentlemen that's on the clip, he's a whistleblower.
Yeah,
he's giving a lot of information he wasn't supposed to give early on.
And a lot of those programs have not stopped. I mean, they're absolutely correct on that. That remote viewing has never stopped and a lot of stuff.
Definitely.
You know, especially the vaccine program, which is something I work on vaccine safety, or I try at least. And
is that right?
It's an uphill battle. It really is. But the two main things I try to get across to people is that there is mercury in the vaccines or the production of the vaccines, depending on which vaccine we're talking about, and that has to do with thimerosal.
Exactly.
Spelled T-H-I-M-E-R-O-S-A-L, thimerosal. If you decide to get a vaccination, if you choose to do that, ask for a thimerosal-free vaccine. My next thing that I usually tell people is that if you do send your child to a public school, my children are homeschooled, that you can get a vaccine waiver. You do not have to get the child's vaccines in order for that child to attend school. Usually there's an education service center in every city dealing with the public school system. You can go to that education service center. They should have the vaccine waivers available. It varies from state to state. Like in the state of Oklahoma, I can get a vaccine waiver in intellectual, medical, or religious. Religious, usually people opt for that because they use human diploid cells. Now, I want you to listen to me. Human diploid cells are harvested from aborted fetal tissue. This means that someone's DNA is going into the vaccine, which is going into your child, your mother, you. And human diploid cells are not used in every vaccine also. There's estrogen in every single vaccine has estrogen as a vaccine filler. So if you're wondering about how all these kids are suddenly transgender, you know, there's not a study to support that, but it does make me think. You know, there is the Oversight Committee on November 29th, 2012, not that long ago. You can still get it on the C-SPAN library. The Oversight Committee on November 29, 2012, the federal reaction to the rise in autism, where they're grilling the CDC and the NIH, and Dr. Boyle from the CDC got so nervous at the end. She's knocking over her nameplate. You know, they had those long tables there for the witnesses that the Oversight Committee questions.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of our representatives were grilling the CDC, especially Representative Elijah Cummings. And he was talking about the African Americans, the diagnosis for autism, it's abysmal. You know, that there is a racial slant to diagnosing white males. And that's true. And I have a daughter that had been diagnosed as autistic. She's now fully recovered.
Mm-hmm.
She had a severe vaccine reaction. But those are my comments. And you have a very good show. I've really enjoyed it. You don't sound crazy. You sound well thought out. Well, you know, some of my friends are in what they call the anti-vaccine movement, which I think is a horrible name. you know, they just sound crazy, and I get so angry at them. I'm just, oh.
Well, it's
frustrating.
And I would like to say the same about you. You don't sound crazy. I am so glad you called, sister, and thank you for the compliment. But you've got some great information. Let me ask you a question. First of all, what was your name again?
My name is Angela, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I bet, would love to come on your show. She's on some other blog talk radio shows,
I
happen to know her.
Yeah, I'm already looking to give you a call offline, if that's okay.
Okay,
with you.
I can give you a list of names that I think would work with your program.
Yeah, there's another.
You don't sound crazy. That's what I love about you.
Thank you, all praises to the Most High. There's another day that we like to have shows where we talk about health and about foods and different things like that. But you have just said some things I've been saying, and you've confirmed them for the people about the fact that they're using aborted fetus cells. And you
but
have.
It's called human diploid cells,
human
harvested
diploid.
From aborted fetal tissue.
Aborted.
And then that's the industry jargon. They call them human diploid cells. And they'll be in the insert of your vaccine if you look at it. And if you think again where your vaccine comes from, it's not from America. More often than not, it's from China. China is the number one producer of vaccines in the world. Now, I want you to sit there and think about it. China, who could not even make a toy safely.
Mm.
And they have a high caseload of autism. And thimerosal, when they say they've, quote-unquote, removed it from the vaccines, do not let your doctor trick you into that jargon.
Right.
Because that's the judicial, that's what they say in the industry. The legal term of removal in pharmaceutical world means I can still use thimerosal in the production of your child's vaccine, but then I have to, quote-unquote, filter it out. Now, you have to understand that thimerosal is 49.6% ethyl mercury. That does not filter out. It stays in your child's vaccine. And a vaccine filler is a small part of the vaccine, but that same amount of mercury, they will not allow to be put in a dump. They will not allow it to be put in the dump because it's too toxic, but yet they want to put it in an infant or a young child or your mother or your father.
Amazing.
I mean, think about it for a minute.
Amazing. And people have no clue. And this is one of the main contributing factors to autism.
It's one of them. You know, there's different environmental concerns. I try to not make it about autism.
Okay.
I mean, my child almost died from her reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Autism had nothing, you know, that came later, you know, that. But, I mean, her eye contact stopped that day. Her muscles literally started falling apart. Her intestines bled.
Wow.
She had seizure after seizure after. I mean, the first night I didn't know we were going to make it. It was a long night. She was 8 months old.
My goodness.
You know, people really need to look at that C-SPAN library, November 29, 2012, the federal response to the rise in autism. My friends are in the background. It's hilarious. My friend Katie, her parents started Autism Speaks. I don't know if you've heard of that place. And she's rolling her eyes. She's the blonde behind Dr. Boyle. And she's rolling her eyes, and she's throwing her hands in the air like she can't stand it. You can actually see her put her hands underneath her thighs, because she's lying. Dr. Boyle's lying. Dr. Boyle was there at the Simpson Wood meeting so many years ago. I mean, I could tell you so much, but I know you got some other callers waiting. And
yeah.
It's a really good show, what I've heard so far.
Thank you very much, and I really want to thank you for calling. This is great information for our listeners, and I'll be talking to you because we want to get some more of this information.
Well, you can call me after the show. I'd be more than happy to take your call.
That sounds great. You have a great night, and thanks for calling.
Okay. I want to continue to listen, if you don't mind.
Sure, of course.
Okay, thank you.
Some great information, people. I didn't even know about the estrogen in the vaccination, so I'm learning here tonight too, because we do see a big influx in the affecting gender specific or how do you say? I want to be politically correct. I guess that's what I'm trying to do, but amazing. So much to research and look into, and thank her for calling. We have another caller, 347-575. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Hey, man, my name is Mark, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show. Pretty interesting. I've always been, like, on the internet. I've seen, like, Blog Talk Radio. A lot of people have channels like this. And the show tonight, first time listener, so the show tonight was really interesting. You know, I'm just soaking it all in. But my concern is that, wow, the problems that we don't see are always dangerous. I've always been concerned with the problems that I do see. Like I said, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm only 19 years old, and I've
you sound like an older man. You couldn't be 19.
Yeah, I'm 19.
Okay, good stuff.
Thank you. I guess. I guess it's that Brooklyn accent that sound like a old Italian guy, but. Yeah, I wanted to talk about, like, crack cocaine, and I'm a 90s baby, so it's just been a normal thing for me to know what it is, to see people get high in the street, you know, see dealers get a lot of money, them being the role models in my neighborhood my whole life, you know, that was always a normal thing for me. Like, it was just reality for what it is, and it's scary how you could accept something to be the norm, son, that was just introduced in the 80s, and I'm watching a documentary, and, like, you know, I just try to soak in information because I'm still young. I just try to soak in information, and I'm seeing that former President George H.W. Bush had an address to the nation where he whips out a bag of crack, and he talks about this was seized right outside of the White House, and it got me really interested in it. And I mean, what I've been finding out, I'm just stunned. I don't know, like, I don't know if you've ever spoken about it on your show. I think on the clip you just showed, they were talking about it a little bit, I guess, afterwards. But, I mean, to me, it's a second Holocaust when you look at it, when you look at all the statistics from the 80s and how many kids died, how many young men died, how many young women died, how many people were incarcerated. I mean, I've just been finding out things that's just been stunning to me, and I've been really embarrassed to just think of it as a normal thing.
No, you shouldn't be embarrassed at all. It's not a normal thing. You bring up a very good point. I am one to quickly agree, just give my opinion, that was also a part of COINTELPRO as well, to usher it into a community to make sure that certain aspects of a radical community were destroyed so that they couldn't come together. So, no, your observance is very keen, especially at 19. Continue to do your research. Continue to do your research, because it's out there that this is a manufactured drug that was introduced to the populace, to the community, to the ghettos, as a part of COINTELPRO.
I mean, I'm just shocked because, like I said, I mean, it's always been a normal thing. Like, it's different for, like, people that are generally older than me that could remember a time when it was heroin or another thing. And then when they exploded, I mean, it was just up to the point of, I think I saw Boys in the Hood one time. And that was probably what first piqued my curiosity when I think Lawrence Fishburne says it when he's talking about buying real estate in the movie, and he says to the kids in the community that about the speech about the liquor store on every corner, and he said something in that monologue. He says, us, we don't own any planes, we don't own any boats, we don't own anything of any significance, us that live in the impoverished communities. And you know what, to be honest, what meth has even done, I mean, it's not even just a black and brown thing. It's also a Caucasian thing when you look at, like, what meth has done to the trailer parks of Middle America in the 2000s. I mean,
yeah,
utter devastation, and, you know, to the poorest people in the world, to the people that have no planes, no boats, no anything, and you wonder, how does it get here? How does it get here?
Right.
How does it even get here? Like, I'm not a rich person. You know, even my local dealer, while he may be rich to me because he has more than me, he doesn't necessarily own any real estate. He lives in a Section 8 apartment and he drives a nice car.
Right. Hey, Mark.
He doesn't.
Mark, listen real quick. I have to get ready to log off because we're running out of time in our regular time. We may go into overtime, but we're getting ready to log off. But I want to thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Hey, listen, I'm sorry we have 3 minutes left in regular time, so I just wanted to be able to sign off as we always do. We'll probably go into overtime after this song, and it's been a great show. People, get the information. Do your research. Don't be ignorant to mind control, COINTELPRO, and the secrecy of what's being done to us as a people with vaccinations and everything. I'm your host. It's been great. I'm going to sign out by saying, as we always say here, Straight No Chaser and Social Change Action Network, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Shalom, shalom. Thank you.
Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us sweet. Where I am, oh, mother, mother.